Welcome to this week's edition of Mortgage Rates Radio. I'm Philip McAllister, the publisher of mortgagerates.co.nz and the New Zealand Mortgage Magazine. It's the start of August and the Commonwealth Games have just wound up in Scotland. If you're looking to fix or refinance your home loan, I'll give you the latest news on which rates have the sharpest pricing at the moment. Also, I have a little surprise for you about who is writing a lot of home loan business at the moment. First up, rates. Since the Reserve Bank increased the official cash rate, we have seen pretty much all the lenders increase their floating rates. Most of these rises have been by 25 basis points, the same amount as what the OCR went up by. These moves are not unexpected, but they are becoming far less important as official data shows that there has been a massive shift from floating to fixed rate home loans. I'm often asked the question, should I fix or should I float? This is nearly a redundant question now. Rather, the question should be, what term should I fix for? Well, if you are looking for competitive pricing, all the action has been centred in on the 2-year rate in the past week. Ever since ANZ rolled out its 6.09% special for 2 years, most of the pricing competition has moved to this rate. The key differences to look out for are those that offer it as a standard rate with few strings attached versus the specials which have lots of strings attached to them, including the requirement to have at least a 20% deposit. What's interesting is that some banks have gone below the 6% mark. Perhaps the biggest change to highlight here is that TSB's special of 5.80% is now 5 points less than what HSBC offers. And as you'll remember, HSBC is very competitive across the 1, 2 and 3 year fixed rate terms at the moment, having all of them priced at 5.85%. Recently I listened to New Zealand Home Loans Chief Executive Mark Collins speaking at his company's conference in Auckland. New Zealand Home Loans is owned by Kiwi Bank and it's into helping people manage their debt and get rid of it as quickly as possible. It's a really good model they run and they've been highly successful. At a national level, NZ Home Loans flies under the radar a little bit. However, it does have lots of regional initiatives such as sponsoring local events. But what I found fascinating is that Collins reckons New Zealand Home Loans writes more loans than BNZ, and in the past month it had actually beaten ASB in net new loans written. These are pretty impressive numbers. In the past 12 months, NZ Home Loans increased the value of the loans it wrote from around $1 billion to more than $1.3 billion. And this is despite the Reserve Bank's LVR restrictions. I reckon that's a pretty impressive result, or as Collins would say, it's epic. This week, two of the big mortgage broking groups, Loan Market and Mike Perra Mortgages, have their conferences. We'll be keeping an ear out for any major news, so watch out for the site on Friday where we will report on anything which has happened. Till then, bye for now.